I will say that in the 30 years I've been working in public health, the only thing like this has been AIDS. And we have to work now so that this is not the world's next AIDS.
Does he have a point? Do you have the same concern, Dr. Jorge?
Yeah, you know, it's a good analogy. You know, it isn't identical. A friend of mine who's a doctor said, hey, you know, maybe people are becoming too, you know, crazy about this. I wish somebody had done or been this alert when the AIDS epidemic was down to only 7,000 people infected as opposed to now the 50 million. It is definitely not the same type of virus. In a way, you know, Ebola is almost a little bit better, if I dare say that, in the fact that it has a short lifespan, whereas you can be infected for 2 decades with HIV
Sure.
and spread it during those years. But his point is that if we don't do something now to prevent its spread, it can get to those number of people. So in that case, I definitely agree that it's something potentially that disastrous.
And it also is something going on in part of the world right now that needs attention, much like the AIDS epidemic did,
yeah.
you know, when it began here in the U.S. largely in the 1980s. I think that's
correct.
What
you know what? And yeah, and another thing is also the stigma that's already starting with people from, you know, from Western Africa. That's a very dangerous thing if you feel that only certain people can carry this disease and spread it. So that has to be wiped out immediately because that's one of the things that caused HIV to spread so much was the stigmatization of the disease.